Time for another live report on Todd 1070 and 92.1 WEKT.
And we're back at H&R AgriPower in Russellville. Farm Safety Week actually kicks off next week, but we always celebrate a little early here on WEKT. Ross with H&R AgriPower is with us. And Ross, you guys have having an interesting year this year, but Safety Week is always an important week. And you guys have a big safety event you participate with here in the Russellville area too.
Yes, sir, we do. They have the high school kids and elementary kids come in and go over tractors and all kinds of equipment safety and all that. So, yeah, they do it every year.
Something you guys participate in. Really, it's a good opportunity. It's very much a farming community in Logan County, Todd County, surrounding and around this area here. So very important that you educate young people and hopefully they educate their parents at home a little bit about safety and what's going on the farm.
That's right. There's a lot of tractors, a lot of equipment runs around this this area. So, yeah, getting the kids around it and familiar with it and how to operate it safely is definitely a very important thing.
A little different kind of year for us this year, a little slower year. So what have farmers been working with? What have you been working with for farmers this year?
You know, it's definitely been an odd year, different than what we've had the past several. But at the end of the day, you know, we've still got to be here for them. We've been doing a lot of parts and service business this year, trying to keep the older equipment, keep it in the field and running. So definitely different on that. We've got equipment here. So if anybody's looking for anything now till the end of the year, we'd be glad to talk with them, work with them, lawnmowers, utility vehicles, and big equipment too. So we've got equipment and be glad for people to come in if they're interested in anything.
Good opportunity, and you know, good financing rates right now too for folks who say, well, yeah, I need to probably trade before the end of the year. Now it's a good time to look at that. As you get done with the harvest here, it's a good time to probably go ahead and do that this year while you got some good rates out there.
That's correct. Interest rates dropped a little bit, so yeah, we'll have some better rates than what we have been having, and manufacturers throwing a little better rate and deals, trying to keep stuff moving so they can keep their plants operating. So
you guys seeing still a good market for used equipment here?
Used equipment market is it's good, depends on what it is. So the bigger equipment, used equipment markets definitely came down some, but there's not as much of it now. So I don't know what the pricing moving forward is going to do through the end of this year. Most everybody's in the field running right now. So we're just trying to keep them going, and we'll see what this soybean crop does. And that'll be a big determination on what the equipment does here for year end. So,
and with you guys, and I know knowing H&R and how you guys operate, it's more than just selling somebody a piece of equipment. You guys are out there in the field a lot of times, out there with the farmer when they're trying something new or they're running a piece of equipment and have some questions about is it running like they want it to run. You guys are right out there with them looking at it and trying to help them figure out what they need to know.
That's right. That's what this time of year, farmers in the field, they're running. The only time they're going to be here at the store is if they're needing parts. So a lot of times we'll get out. If we can deliver parts to you, we'll try to load them up in the truck and come. And hey, I just assume hop in the combine and ride with somebody and you know, make sure everything's running the way it's supposed to as to sit in the office. So that's that we enjoy getting out on the farm, try to help any way we can.
This company is built on service at Rawson. That's obviously very important. We were talking about that just before we were on the air with some farmers who, you know, they look for service. And with the equipment today, if you're down for a day or two, it can cost you a lot of time and a lot of money in the field.
That's right. We hadn't had a whole lot of rain this year, so, right. But typically, you know, in the fall, if you have a rain day, you know, it can put you out for a few days. Right. So, you know, keeping the equipment running in the field whenever it's go time, it means a whole lot. So,
yeah, you talk about that. We talk about tractors, equipment, combines for the farm, but also a good time for folks who maybe needing a Kubota, whether it be an RTV or, and Kubota has a, not necessarily just small equipment. They can go up to pretty good size tractors too.
That's right. We've got the side by sides. We have, you know, it's not just our big farmers. We deal with everybody, residential guys, all the way through the big ag stuff. So, the Kubota line, we've got the lawn mowers, the zero turns, the small tractors, the side by sides. It's everything, and we're here for everybody. So, that's what we want to try to take care of everybody, no matter how big or small.
Also been kind of depressed here lately. No rain means the yard hadn't grown. We got a zero turn. Our other Kubota needs a lot of work, and so we decided to go with a zero turn. I love to mow. I enjoy mowing. My wife enjoys mowing, and we hadn't had to mow in like a month. I'm like, man, come on, get some rain. I need to mow at least one more time this year.
Hey, I mowed a couple days ago, and it had been three and a half weeks. But, yes, make sure you wear your glasses whenever you're mowing right now because, yeah, it'll the dust will fill your eyes up, that's for sure. But, yeah, it's definitely been an odd year. We've got – hey, we've still got hay equipment too. So, I don't know cattle business has been one of the bright spots we've had in the ag world this year, has been the cattle. So now it's got dry. So, the late hay mowing, has kind of dwindled off, but, yeah, if any of the cattle guys have some money they're needing to spend for tax purposes here into the year, we've definitely got hay equipment. We've got rakes, tedders, hay mowers, balers, we've got all that that we can fix you up with.
Right, and then of course, yeah, we mentioned the Kubotas too. Got a full line there. If you need to looking at something new for the home for maybe next year, it will rain again, and the yard will grow again, and so be ready for next year with it.
That's correct. That's what. No better time than now through the end of the year. Anything we've got on a lot, you know, we want to move it, make room for fresh inventory for next spring into next summer. So, yeah, anything that you're interested in, we will come by and see us. We'll cut you a deal. Make sure you get the best bang for your buck.
And great service department to stand by too, Ross. That's what's important here at HR AgriPower. We're in Russellville talking Farm Safety Week a touch early. We always do it here on Todd 1070 WE 92.1 FM as we get ready for Farm Safety Week next week.